나자이다나브라마니다나야야데이다고다나시바사디
The following is a lecture given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on August 15, 1986 at Hyderabad Farm in India. The class begins with a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 29, Verse 5.
Lokasya vitya bhimadera chakshusha.
Lokasya.
No one else has. Chirang prasuktasya samasya nasaye. Santasya karma sanuvittaya dhya. Twangavirasi kira yoga bhaskara. Lokasya vitya bhimadera chakshusha. Chirang prasuktasya samasya nasaye.Srantasya karma swanuvithaya dhya Swamavirasi kiva yoga bhaskara Translation By His Divine Grace Srila Abhoycharan Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada My dear Lord, You are just like the sun For You illuminate the darkness of the conditional life of the living entities Because their eyes of knowledge are not opened, they are sleeping eternally in that darkness without your shelter, and therefore they are falsely engaged by the actions and reactions of their material activities, and they appear to be very fatigued. Translation with repetition.
My dear Lord,
you are just like the sun, for you illuminate the darkness. Of the conditional life,
of
the living entities,
because their eyes of knowledge
are not open, they are sleeping eternally
in that darkness
without your shelter, and therefore they are falsely engaged
by
the actions and reactions.
Of
their material activities, and they appear to be very
fatigued.
Om Tat Sat. It appears that Srimati Devahuti, the glorious mother of Lord Kapila Deva, is very compassionate for the regrettable condition of people in general. Who not knowing the goal of life are sleeping in the darkness of illusion. It is a general feeling of the Vaishnava or devotee of the Lord that he should awaken them. Similarly, Devahuti is requesting her glorious son to illuminate the lives of the conditioned soul so that their most regrettable conditional life may be ended. The Lord is described herein as Yoga Bhaskara, the sun of the system of all yoga. Devahuti has already requested her glorious son, that's Kapila Muni, to describe Bhakti Yoga. And the Lord has described Bhakti Yoga as the ultimate yoga system. Prabhupada goes on to say, Bhakti Yoga is the sun-like illumination for delivering the conditioned soul whose general condition is described here. They have no eyes to see their own interests. They do not know that the goal of life is not to increase the material necessities of existence, because the body will not exist more than a few years. The living beings are eternal. And they have their eternal need. If one engages only in caring for the necessities of the body, not caring for the eternal necessities of life, then he is a part of a civilization whose advancement puts the living entities in the darkest region of ignorance. Sleeping in that darkest region, one does not get any refreshment, but rather gradually becomes fatigued. He invents many processes to adjust this fatigue condition, but he fails and thus remains confused. The only path for mitigating his fatigue in the struggle for existence is the path of devotional service or the path of Krishna consciousness. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta Purport, the text 5, chapter 29, canto 3 of the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the chapter entitled Explanation of Devotional Service. Here we can see that Devahuti, Srimati Devahuti, the glorious mother of Lord Kapila Deva, she is actually like the mother of everyone, because she is concerned about all of the fallen conditioned living entities. She cares about their condition and wants them to be uplifted to pure spiritual consciousness. In the material world, people are always suffering. But sometimes, a little bit of material enjoyment is there. So they feel that that is the good. Hare Krishna, right. That is a good reason for them to avoid spiritual life, because they can enjoy some material happiness. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful that he's given us the process of devotional service, which is so wonderful. It's so blissful that one doesn't have to engage in any rigid dry renunciation. One can become Krishna conscious simply by a very balanced, moderate way of life, and by constantly chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Lord Chaitanya told Sanatana Goswami to teach us in his teachings to give the details how one should avoid dry renunciation. Sometimes one wants to renounce because he doesn't like the material world. You hear people say, a family life, too much trouble, samsara, too difficult, I'm going to give it all up. But that alone is not a complete understanding. Actually, one has to rise from that negative repulsion to a positive attachment to Krishna. That type of frustration may help one in the beginning to make a few steps forward in Krishna consciousness. But eventually, unless one develops their full Krishna consciousness, they cannot be free from the influences of the material world. And once one is fully, is basically well situated, fixed in devotional service, then they naturally are getting so much energy from Lord Krishna that it's very easy to proceed. This Krishna conscious movement, Lord Chaitanya, he wanted that this dry renunciation should be replaced by a type of productive devotional service to Guru and Krishna. There's no need to do rigorous type of tapasya, like meditating underwater or meditating with fires all around oneself on the hottest day of the year, or other such practices which are recommended for the mystic yogi. Because those things make the heart even harder. It makes it even more difficult to understand our natural relationship with Krishna. So here, it recommends that we should just take this very simple process of bhakti yoga in moderation. One can achieve easy perfection. Bhagavad Gita explains that the real yogi doesn't eat too much, doesn't eat too little. Real yogi doesn't get disturbed when he receives praise or dishonor. He is aloof from fame and infamy. So, actually, we should take shelter of this Bhagavatam. As explained here, the science of Bhakti Yoga. Gradually, slowly. And here we see that how the great souls are concerned about others. The Lord Chaitanya gave us this process to be Krishna conscious. We practice our Krishna consciousness, and then to protect us against any mistakes, and rather to deliver the others, this is the primal responsibility. To bring others to the path of devotional service so they can also achieve this highest perfection of the human life. Prabhupada explains that living beings are eternal and they have their eternal need. If one engages only in caring for the necessities of the body, not caring for the eternal necessities of life, then he is part of a civilization whose advancement puts the living entities in the darkest region of ignorance. So this ignorance is increasing. Suffering is there. If we don't experience suffering, then we think, all right, so it's okay. This morning I read in the newspaper, Andhra Pradesh, there's something like 6.7 lakhs of persons who have leprosy. In Tamil Nadu, there are 7 lakhs. Like this in India, there are 4 million or 40 lakhs people who have leprosy even today. Known cases. They're going through that treatment. So in spite of so much medical advancement, it's not that even such a disease like leprosy is eradicated. Disease is there, old age is there, death is there. What to do? That system is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, Jari Dako Tare Kroho Krishna Pude. He said also that, Suno Suno Nityananda Suno Haridas Sarvatra Mahakya Koroho Prakash Prati Gore Gore Giya Koro Etika Bolo Krishna Bhajo Krishna Guru Krishna Shikha. He asked Nitai and Haridas to go door to door requesting the people to take up this chanting of Hare Krishna, to worship Krishna, and to know the teachings of Krishna. So, Lord Nityananda and Haridas, they themselves firstly took up this work and were going door to door. And Lord Chaitanya's order. So similarly, we should also take up the order of spreading the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to as many people as possible. Lord Chaitanya, he took sannyas just so that he could spread the movement more. Otherwise, he was very happily situated. Young, loving wife, affectionate mother, public fame. He had everything, but he left all those considerations without a second, so that he could expand the preaching of his movement to benefit the others. Lord Chaitanya decided to take sannyas. He went to Katwa. At that time, he did a big kirtan with his devotees that were with him. Thousands of people gathered. Then he told them, he told the barber, "Now you cut my hair." The barber said, "How can I can't do it. I can't cut your hair." Lord Chaitanya became a bit impatient. "Bad. You must cut my hair. It's your job. Don't hesitate." So then, another barber decided, "All right, I'll cut it." So doing, Lord Chaitanya, when he told the, if I got the barber cut his hair, then he went down to the Ganges, took his bath, he came back, put on his sannyasi robes. Then he asked Keshav Kashmiri, Keshav Bharat, to give him the mantra. But first he said, "Do you know the sannyas mantra of the Vaishnavas?" And he called him over, and in his ear, he gave the mantra. "You know this mantra?" So in this way, he initiated Keshav Bharati as his guru. And then again, that guru gave him back the mantra. Like taking water from the Ganges and offer back to the Ganges. So even Lord Chaitanya took sannyas from a great Vaishnava who was Lord Chaitanya. After he took sannyas from the Shankaracharya school so he could deliver all of the Advaitavadis. He took Harinam or Diksha from Madhva Acharya Sampradaya. He took sannyas from the Shankara Sampradaya. So in this way, he could also deliver those impersonal philosophers and Mayavadi sannyasis. So Lord Chaitanya's whole mood was to deliver the fallen souls, to save them. So after taking initiation, again he was still chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It's not that just someone should chant Hare Krishna because they're neophyte. When you become advanced, you don't chant. No. Lord Chaitanya chanted throughout his entire life. Haridas Thakur chanted throughout his entire life. Everyone is chanting. In fact, Narada Muni, who is a liberated soul who travels all over the universe, he also chants Hare Krishna. Wherever he goes. So this chanting is actually more important than any other process. The nine processes of devotional service begin with hearing and chanting and remembering. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Vishnu. So we can take easily to this process of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This chanting is not difficult. At the same time, it is most sublime because both the beginner and the most advanced can take up the chanting. Whether you're Narada Muni or the small child, they can all chant Hare Krishna. They can all chant the names of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya, he was the perfect example of a sannyasi who is practicing Vaishnava Dharma. For the other sannyasis who don't practice perfectly, Lord Chaitanya would reject them. One time he and Nityananda Prabhu were going to Advaita's house. On the way, one sannyasi came out from his ashram and requested them to come in. So then, they were discussing different topics, and he agreed. Then, he said, "Please come down and take some fruit, some prasad, from the guy in Gorse head down, took some prasad. It was disgusting. And that sannyasi said, can I get you any meat and wine? I said, what? You take meat and wine? You eat meat and wine? Yeah, what is wrong with that? Sometimes you're taking. Immediately jumped up from their seat, leaving that food. They thought, oh, we have eaten food from someone who is not following the regular principles. That you are only a sannyasi in cloth. You're not actually following the rules. They ran off and jumped with their clothes on into the Ganges. This is the very strict position of Lord Chaitanya. Person may be fallen. He can be purified. He can, if he chants Hare Krishna, he'll be forgiven. But once we take the shelter of Krishna, we should try to avoid committing more offenses. We may make some mistakes, but we should try to be Krishna conscious, to avoid committing all offenses. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Are there any questions? Yes. Man is always conditioned soul. Conditioned before birth. Ajo nityam sa suto purano nahanyate hanyamani. Life is going on. You're conditioned from the moment the soul enters, leaves the spiritual world, enters into the material world, it becomes conditioned. It goes to 84 lakh species of life through aquatics, plants, and so on. When it comes to human being, it's still conditioned. Even you become Brahma, Indra, you're conditioned. Until you achieve complete liberation, you are conditioned soul. So conditioned life already is there. You can get unconditioned by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's how you end the conditioning. You see, that's why God is always God. When He comes down, He describes in the Bhagavad Gita, He comes to Atma Mayaya. He comes by His own potency. Not that God has to meditate for 5-10 years and then He becomes God. Those yogis who meditate and say that they became God, they're not real yogis even. They're not real incarnations. God doesn't have to do meditation to become God. Yes? We should simply serve the spiritual master or spiritual master's representatives, so that he's always under the shelter of senior Vaishnavas. To renounce an object of devotional service which can be used to promote the Krishna conscious movement is considered to be a dry renunciation or a phalgu vairagya. To accept something which for sense gratification is also that's boga. Both the things are bad. Just as we avoid niyam agraha, we also have to avoid this type of material attachment and subtle attachment. If a person is sincerely trying to engage something in Krishna's service, and it's authorized and under the guidance of senior Vaishnava or the Guru, then his position is strong, that to do something on their own, and they're feeling weak, then it's more dangerous. So no one should ever act independently, they should always be acting as authorized by the spiritual master, then one can enjoy the shelter of the spiritual master. Isn't it?
This picture was both noble and
not thinking, I think they're one. Who says? Which Bhagavad Gita you read? Get the slow. Get out the verse. Get out the verse, Lord. We'll read it. We're reading one verse today. If you want to ask a question on another verse, bring that verse out. Then only we can discuss it. Otherwise, you have something in your mind, but the others, they're not aware of what's going on. Any other questions?
Pardon?
Which type of questioning? Doubting questioning? Because that's our purpose of human life. Purpose of human life is to inquire. Atat brahma jigyasa. Inquire into the absolute now. Our mind is made to question because we're supposed to inquire. Who am I? Where have I come from? What is the Brahman? What is the absolute? What is Param Brahma? We have Brahman and Param Brahma. Is that your minister, chief minister? You say chief minister means you must have ordinary minister. Isaraha Paramaha Krishnaha Satchirananda Vigraha Nadi Adi Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. For Rig Veda says, Krishna Boy Satchirananda Guna Krishna Adi Purusha Krishna Purushottama. A Krishna Purushottam. That he is the Supreme Lord. I mean, there may be other Lords, other Purushas are there. Parama Ishvara. Ishvara Parama. Ishvara Paramaha Krishna. The meaning you say Parama Ishvara. The meaning other Ishvaras are there. But Parama Ishvara, who is the Supreme Ishvara, that is Krishna. Then there may be so many other Ishvaras. Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Lord Indra, Kartikeya, Devi, so on. So many other Ishvaras, Ishvaris are there. But who is the Parama Ishvara? That was asked to Lord Shiva, that there are so many Ishvaras and so many Pujas, which Puja is the best? Then he said, Aradhananan Sarveshan Vishnu Aradhana Param Tasmat Paratranam Devi Tadiyanam Samarchanam. But of all the types of worship, the worship of Vishnu is the best, is the topmost. Except for one thing, that is worshipping those who are dear to Vishnu. So we inquire what is the absolute truth because we are part of Krishna. Mamai vamsa jiva loki jiva bhuta sanatana. But simply inquiring alone is not enough. First, one must inquire from the right source. Avaishnava mukut girnan putam harikatam nijam. Sravanam noivakottabdam sarapuchisvanatapaya. If you inquire from an non-Vaishnava, from someone who is not a devotee of Krishna, it is as good as drinking milk which has been touched by a poison serpent. That you hear from the authorized source, from the devotees of the Lord, then you can get the proper answer. Then when you get the answer, not just that you have knowledge, then what do? Just like you, what is the use if somebody studies law, knows all the law, then he goes and sleeps? You should use that law as a solicitor, advocate, or judge. Then it has some value, just if you know the law, but you don't use it, then what is it? You wasted your time. If someone asks the question, who am I? What is the purpose of life? Then he has to take up the practical spiritual activities. There are different activities given in all of the Vedas. You take up some practical spiritual program. Human being is inquisitive to know what is the answer. The answer is not simply known by mere academic type of study is known by realization. Rajaguyam Rajavidyam Pavitram Idavuttamam Pratakshavagamam Dharmyam Pratakshavanam Pratakha. You can have Pratakshā, that means you have your personal realization. You can see with your own eyes, not these necessarily physical eyes, but with your own spiritual vision, you can realize by perception the what and who you are, what is this, who is the Supreme Lord is, and everything, you can realize that. Susukam Kutamapdaya. There is a deathless knowledge that is more joyfully performed. So human being wants to be Satchidanand, wants to be eternal, wants to be full of knowledge, wants to be happy. But in his conditional life, as we read here, Devahuti said, there's no happiness. There's fatigue, there's tiredness, there's all these problems in there. The people are struggling very hard with the material energy. How to liberate them from that condition? Because there's this difficulty there, because that struggle, all these problems are there, therefore, the human being wants to know, why is this? I want to be happy, why aren't I happy? I want to be eternal, why do I die? I want to know what's going on, why am I in ignorance? It's natural, because by nature we are Satchidanand. Just like a man who has a car accident, he put into a coma, he can't remember it very much, he wants to know, who am I? What's my name? They want to know things, because it's not a natural thing. Then they say, listen, you're Gopal. You're Gopal. Shetty. This is your wife. Deepika. This is your son. Dilip, and so on. And so gradually, the memory comes back. And he keeps on asking more questions and trying to find out. Because he's in an unnatural state. We are in an unnatural state. This is not our natural state to be in. Our natural state is Satchidanand. Therefore we have inquisitive nature. Why is this? Why are we suffering? That's a real human life. If someone doesn't have the inquisitive nature, then they are not developed. When someone becomes inquisitive, that's the first step. But the real inquiry should be made into Brahman, into the Absolute. Atata Brahma Jigyasa, what is the supreme truth? Relative truths are inconsequential in the face of supreme truth. Is that all right? Any other question? Hare Krishna. Nākaroti vāchālaṁ paṅgulāṁ gāyate giriṁ yatrīpāta mahaṁ bande śrī guruṁ dinatārinam. Śrī Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityānanda Śrī Advaita Gadādhā Śrī Vāsati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare
Hare.
Hare Rāma.
Hare
Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama
Rama. Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
I thank you for your recitation of Bhagavad Gita slokas, your recitation of the modern history of India and its independence, as well as the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Tomorrow, being the Independence Day celebration of India, August 15th, we remember the time where India received independence from the British. Of course, there are other countries which have received independence from foreign rulers. But actually India is the oldest country, oldest civilization in the world. And therefore, this culture, although politically there was dominance, the culture of India has not been dominated, but it's continuing on intact. At one time, India was the ruler of the world. According to the Mahabharata, King Yudhisthira, he toured his kingdom and it extended to China, to Europe, to Northern Africa, and throughout the Indian subcontinent. So, India was at one time the center of the entire world administration. But due to many years of foreign rule in India, these historical facts are often not taught to the students. Actually, the independence from the British should be a chance for all of you to now become more and more proud and in knowledge of your ancient history, your history which goes back since time immemorial. Real independence. Can anyone say what real independence or freedom means? If I catch one of the boys, then if he wants to get free, then he'll say, now I'm free. So if we are caught up by a foreign rule, then we rule ourselves. Then we say we got independence or freedom. But Bhagavad Gita says that in this world, there is one supreme energy known as Maya or Prakriti, and we are all under the governing of that material energy. Prakriti kriyamananai gunai karamanasaravasa. So even if we are under one foreign rule or our own rule or some other rule, does this mean that we are free from the rule of nature? So the Bhagavad Gita says that our freedom struggle is not over until we free ourselves from the bondage of birth, death, old age, and disease. That is the ultimate independent struggle which everyone in the world has to try for. But that struggle you have to do individually, one by one, with the help of the guru, of the teachers, and of the parents, who should all try to train the children to get free from this bondage of material life. How many of you want to get free from that bondage of material life? Can I see a show of hands? Can you understand? Can't understand.
Did you understand what Maharaj said? How many of you want to get free from this material body?
How many of you want to get sick? Raise your hand. How many of you don't want to get sick in your life?
Who wants to get sick? Who wants to be free from getting sick? Who wants? Kabhi bimar nahi hona. Aur janam maran se free ho jana. Kaun nam se?
Thank you very much. So chant Hare Krishna and be happy and be free from these miseries.